In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Winterland tickets. They are going, selling like hotcakes. And you got to get some before they sell out. We have lots of chances for you to win them as well. All this week at 905, 1205, and 505. We're giving you a code word that you take to RadioAlice.com. You enter that in and you got your chance at a pair of tickets for Alice in Winterland plus an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco the same night of the show. It's right across the street from the Masonic. Couldn't be easier. Alice in Winterland starring Grammy Award nominee for Best New Artist Alex Warren and Rob Thomas December 4th at the Masonic. We'll meet you there.
These events are so fun.
You're
really going to like it.
Yeah. It's like something that kind of carries you forward into, for me, it sort of kicks off the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And December 4th, nice and early in the month, it's fantastic. We'll all be fresh back from Thanksgiving and ready for Christmas.
I remember all these little moments that you have where you get to meet someone you wouldn't otherwise meet and just how they handle themselves. And it's so cool. Like, it's a really fun event. And we'll be there. So, you know, I'd love to meet you.
It's going to be a great time.
Say hi.
Yeah. Very exciting. All right, it's time for Bob's Movie Club.
Of movies.
Oh, it gets the full. We're going to get our homework assignment. Got some
movies for you. That's Sarah singing, everyone.
It isn't. Bob's Movie Club. That's John. Every voice on
you're
this
not,
is John.
You're not in there anywhere.
He's doing
great.
He's not.
There's our a voices tone he's sound, catching
I know,
in
no,
there.
John and I have like, we have a very similar voice and vocal range.
Whoa. He did that by himself without you.
Yes.
The whole time I thought that was you.
Oh, it's not me. Did you guys think that too?
No, I thought it was John.
Really?
Well, it doesn't sound like her, but I don't really know what your singing voice sounds like, honestly.
I don't have one of those anymore.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, anyway, not to take away from, I'm ready for my assignment.
Okay. In honor of following the, you know, Thanksgiving holiday season, we're going to watch a classic that I know people haven't seen in a long time. I don't think I've seen it since I was a kid.
Oh.
John Candy, Steve Martin, Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
Oh my God, that's great. I haven't seen that like since it came out.
I saw it recently.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With your family?
No.
I think this is one you could watch with your kids. It's only rated R because of the one scene where Steve Martin says the F word several times, right in one scene. Other than that, it was like a PG-13 rating. So keep that in mind.
Most kids have heard the F word.
Yes. This is probably the first time I heard it. Just kidding. Definitely not. But you can watch it on Paramount Plus, and it's also on Roku. So if you have like a Roku stick or a Roku TV, you can watch it there.
Nice.
And of course, it's available to rent anywhere for $4.
And is that like they're trying to get home for the holidays?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
For Thanksgiving or for Christmas?
I think Christmas. I'm not sure.
Still, holiday
but
theme.
But still, yeah. Same vibes. Very timely with our shutdown.
What year did that? Yeah.
87.
Oh, wow. Damn, that movie's almost 40 years old.
It's old, and I one of the things that I, it's a weird observation, or maybe I can't explain it properly, but even though they're doing all this stuff, the movie seems tiny.
Oh.
Like, it just doesn't have that. Movies now are like in outer space.
Yes.
And all, like, this is, here's a scene in an airport. Here's a scene in a hotel room. Ah. Like, it's very, but it's good. And it's Steve Martin and he's great. And John Candy, everybody loves that guy. I love him.
It'll be really fun to go back and watch Steve Martin sort of in his prime, because I watch him all the time now on Old New Murders in the Building.
Which I restarted episode one of season three last night. Last night I went, oh my gosh, there's no sports on. I don't have anything I have to do. I gotta get back to that.
I hope you get sucked in.
I loved it.
A couple things. Okay, so our assignment is planes, trains, and automobiles.
Sounds right. Good.
From 87. 1 week from today, we'll be yapping about that. You reminded me, there's a show on Peacock called Day of the Jackal. It's 10 episodes, one of those 10 episode shows. It got renewed for a second season. It's Eddie Redmayne plays this assassin, like a murderer for hire. He's like a, you know, great, incredible sniper. And we were sucked in. We devoured that show. Like, it's so good. You get right into it. You love this guy. You hate this guy. Then you hate this guy. You love this guy. It's really good and excellent action and some.
Is Eddie playing a tough guy? Because he seems so soft. Not in a bad way.
He is perfect in this role.
Really?
Yes. I don't want to say too much about it. I think you should watch it. So there's that. And then the other thing is, and I don't know if we talked about this on the air or not, but if you are a Robert Galbraith, Cormoran Strike, Robin, Urinal fan, you should know that the 8th book is out.
I love this series, and I'm a big fan. I've been working my way through some other stuff, but I'll get to it.
I know. I down my sister. She's like, oh my God, look what just landed in my book thing. And I was so excited. I'm like, I can't wait to finish the book I'm on. And that is my next book for sure.
Somehow the last book was the best book. And I guess you'd expect
so good.
You might expect things to continue to get better as someone gets a better grasp on the characters and what, but in reality, usually things go downhill.
I agree. And like you come out strong and then now you're just sort of like adding to this series just to keep it going. I feel like, so there's, each one is a standalone mystery, but there's a personal thread with this detective's office that runs through all of these books. And the last one was 100% my favorite by 10 steps.
I
love all the other ones.
I would never recommend, though, to start anywhere. Start at the beginning.
Start
the
first
book. Through the whole thing.
The first book is called The Cuckoo's Calling. And it's, you meet everybody. In fact, it's the origin story. It's, you should read that one. They're mysteries. There's a show based on these books. And I think is it called Strike?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So they do each of the books in like three or four episodes. So that's something you can watch after the fact, but read the books for sure. They're just.
And the author again?
It's Robert Galbraith, but it's a pen name for J.K. Rowling.
Oh.
Yeah.
She needs one.
She does need one. Hate the artist, not the art. So there we go. Let me see if I can squeeze a story in here. Here we go. Fear Factor, The Next Chapter. Now, Fear Factor was a show. It ran for a long time. Joe Rogan was the host. And it got pretty gross. And they were competing for like, was it like $30,000 or $50,000? It was like some like unbelievable hoops to jump through for, say, $50,000.
I don't remember the prize, but I do realize through some of this that this is why these shows continue to be made. Because they don't cost these companies anything.
No.
People want to be on TV. They're frothing for it. They'll do anything, like including eat larvae or like all the gross things that, you know, have a piano dropped on your head with larvae in your mouth. And, you know, I mean, it's just like, how many things are you going to put yourself through for barely any money?
And then pay taxes on it. I mean,
Sarah once bet me $500 I wouldn't eat one of those giant hissing cockroaches, and we did it on the air, and I ate the cockroach.
He ate it.
And those thing, that thing was scary. Like when I went to grab it, it was so strong it pushed my fingers apart with its legs, and I'm like, it's going in my stomach.
Ugh. But he did it.
Why did you want to do it?
$500 Oh. I guess. I hit his sweet spot, and he was, I just figured I'm never going to do that.
I'm the guy that would go in Fear Factor, no problem. Like,
well, then why don't
for
you?
For the money.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I would. Well, I would do all this stuff.
The new host is Johnny Knoxville.
I've seen the ads already, so I already knew this.
Here's a little sample of it.
I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Fear Factor.
This January.
You all share the same goal. Face oh God, they're down getting very your fear.
Concrete. Oh boy.
Oh, retching.
You got this.
We're electrocuting that guy.
They don't got this.
Okay, it looks great. It looks like it has a budget.
To me, the original was well done, and while I've never once listened to Rogan's podcast, I do like him. He's been in here before, and I certainly did watch that show, and he was a good host. But Knoxville's freaking fearless. Like, there's a guy who has all the credibility in the world when it comes to asking these people to do these stunts.
He has done things that no one should ever do. Shouldn't even think up, let alone do.
Yeah.
The credibility is strong with that one. So it could be a fun show. As they're going for the ultimate gross outs, I don't know that I'll be able to watch that
some of that's
in my
really,
house
really
with
gross.
My kids around. Mm. Like, I don't think so.
So this reboot debuts Wednesday, January 14th. It is on Fox, and then it'll be streamable on Hulu. They say at the end of the season, one winner receives a grand prize. And then they don't say what the grand prize is.
A hearty congratulations.
$500.
An autograph.
I'm in.
Johnny Knoxville's autographed toenail is yours.
Oh my God.
Like, what?
I hope it's at least, I'm sure they're paying him a lot of money. Like, he might be the only one who's going to make any money off of this show. Oh. So, all right, there you go. I'm done. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The Last Penny and more after these.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Dance the night. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD, GLP-1s for weight loss. Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Mention radio. The word radio, that's what you need. Mention radio to start for just $99 this season.
That's good.
Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for being here. It's raining. The atmospheric river did, in fact, show up overnight. It was heavy. I actually slept, but there were a couple times I got up and went, whoa. Whoa.
And I then held out as long as I could.
Well, you're
you wait for it.
You're producing
now.
Yes, you are. In fact, on my drive in from far in the South Bay, there were many accidents. Many.
I was following you. I was just a little bit ahead of you, just causing as much havoc as I possibly could.
Thanks to the police out there doing the job of helping the people in their, you know, times of woe.
And give yourself extra time. It's obviously going to be a mess out there today.
And hopefully you get to work safely today.
Yeah.
So rain. Let's see. We'll begin here with the shutdown's over. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history came to an end yesterday after the House approved the Senate passed funding package and the president signed the bill into law. Mm. We're not going to break that down for you here, so because that's not what we do. But the good news, hopefully, is that we'll see holiday travel improve because the outlook was bad.
Yes.
With all the canceled flights and such as people are trying to get home, I was starting to think, it's pretty brave to even go to the airport knowing this is happening right now.
Right.
So hopefully that all returns to normal. I'll keep you up.
Thank you.
Happy World Kindness Day.
Oh, that's a nice day.
It's been a thing for almost 30 years now. A bunch of charities got together in 97 and started the World Kindness Movement. World Kindness Day came a year later in 1998. It's a day where when you're encouraged to do random acts of kindness, and it's hard with the rain happening, I know, and you're out on the road, you're going to be like, why, you son of a...
Right. But try. Have it in your mind.
That's
a nice thing to do.
Uh-huh. Here are a few suggestions. Compliment the next three people you talk to.
I do like that new jacket of yours.
Do an amazing atmospheric river. I love it.
Thanks.
Sarah and Vinny, you are both titans in the broadcasting industry, and it's an honor to work with you. Bob, you're all right.
I like that one.
Titan.
Wow, Bob, you're all right? Where's World Kindness Day?
I have one
Bob,
for Bob.
You're beautiful, smart, and intelligent, I enjoy working with you every day, too.
Thanks.
Bob, I would like to say that in a very short time, you've become a very big part of my day. I appreciate you and like you very much.
I like you guys all so much. I'm having the time of my life.
What, nothing for me? All right.
Write a heartfelt note to your kid's teacher. This is Random Acts of Kindness suggestions on World Kindness Day. Say good morning to that random person next to you on the elevator. Good morning. It's easy.
It is.
It gets weird after you get in the elevator and now you've opened the communication and stopped it. Right. But it doesn't matter. That you can have a period at the end of good morning. Just a good morning wish. Period.
Right. That's kind. I'm a kind person.
Nothing
That's
wrong
more
with
like
that.
World Small Talk Day.
Oh, you don't like it.
I just don't feel like, I mean, it's not really kindness.
Pick up some litter.
How about with a smile if he said, good morning?
No, I have an elevator buddy at the garage that we tend to go to the elevator at the same time. This morning he like held it. He saw me getting out of my car and he held it and everything. And we actually started talking this morning about like we actually talked in the elevator and it was kindness.
Oh, maybe he knew about this.
Shasky's got donuts out there, by the way.
Oh, Shasky, get in here with the donuts.
Oh,
damn.
Boy.
Oh, jeez.
Donuts.
There's your random act of kindness day.
All right,
you know what?
Shasky.
This is a random act of kindness. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And you're a great sports broadcaster.
He is, by the way.
And good-looking with a good-looking kid.
I'm going to pass. Thank you.
That kid is cute.
I know. That kid's so cute. He can't hear you, but...
That's okay.
Everyone's saying how cute you are. I mean, your kid is. Okay.
Pick up some litter on this World Kindness Day. Say something positive on social media. Leave a generous tip. It's a holiday. That's a tough thing to, I mean.
But still, I mean, if somebody goes out of their way for you, make sure you acknowledge it and tip well.
Buy an Alice in Winterland ticket.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, that's weird that that's on the list.
That's a good act of kindness.
Get it for someone else. Here's your early Christmas present.
Text or call a random friend just to tell them how awesome they are.
Mm.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Often we just don't say. We think, that person who just brought donuts is wonderful.
Yeah.
But you don't say.
I felt like we covered it.
No, I know. Okay, this good. Time, yes, like yeah, while yeah. we're in
but
the middle
right,
of it.
But the other time, I'd be like, give me that donut and get out of here.
Usually, I'm like, is that guy talking to himself on the toilet? Like, come on, Shafsky, get out of there.
Did you notice that he didn't say anything when he was in there?
I know, it's crazy.
That was the weirdest... That was interaction his end of, I've ever had with Joe.
That was his other end of rack of kindness. Not only was
he
the
didn't
donuts,
talk, right? He didn't start yapping. Huh? That's weird.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
The last ever penny was minted. It's the end of the penny,
so
everyone.
That's it. We're done with the
pennies.
They're
done. They're done. And it was proven that they cost more than they're worth. Mm. And it changes. I mean, no one can. I owed Bob a little money for a Halloween costume. I gave her some cash immediately. And she was like,
ew.
Filthy. That stuff is...
Did you also bring me a latex glove?
Those are gross, too.
Latex gloves?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No.
What?
They're sterile. Keep your hands clean.
I hate gloves. Oh. Anyway.
It's mittens.
Thanks,
for
Vinny.
Her.
It was so nice of you to pay me back efficiently.
I'm just saying money.
I crumpled up those bills and threw them in the trash.
It's on the chair. Get out of here.
To me, it's like a bunch of ones is like, what if you paid me back in change, you know? I don't want that. Would you be happy if I paid you back in change?
Like I said, I had a certain amount to pay you and a certain amount of cash on me, and I had some ones that I was using to tip some people. I'd gotten a lot of ones, and I unfortunately didn't realize that giving you $10 in ones was going to become a thing. I didn't know. My bad. 20, 10. Let me fill that out.
$10 in ones. Here's an array of denominations for you to enjoy. What did you do with that money?
I put it in our little cash pile.
Oh, that's right. You said you had a little like.
Do you have any pennies buried in your couch under the piles of things on the floorboard in your car?
We have a money jar in the laundry room. Like whenever I find a washed $5 bill or a quarter, I throw it in there. I'm sure there's tons of pennies in there.
I don't know that they're going to ever be worth anything. I think there are people out there who are smart and go, this unopened Han Solo toy is going to be worth $500 one day. And they put it away and sit on it and maybe it comes to be. Or or that comic book story where the elderly mom who passed away had a Superman first edition.
In plastic.
Sitting there worth $6 million, just sitting in her raft. Like, why wouldn't you?
Well, if you didn't need to, maybe you'd want to hold on to it. Like, I think I have that. I don't know. Like, you're not positive. You know, you have some comic books up there. And then if you didn't need the money and your kids, now they've discovered this thing.
I think she was saving it as a treat for them when she passed away.
I don't disagree, but I feel like even as a kid, I would say, you know, bro, I don't always call you bro, mom, but, you know, bro, whatever. Like, we could have cashed that in and gone on a family trip around the world. Like, we could have done what we could have done together while you were still here.
Maybe these were rich people. Maybe they lived in Pacific Heights and they were like, money, oh, $6 million, pshaw.
Okay.
Pshaw.
Pshaw.
The wonderful, brilliant, supportive Maddie was telling me about his coin collection.
Yes. I've had it since I was a kid. I've got like a whole little thing with pennies from different years and all kinds of random stuff. I don't know if it's worth anything.
Do you think he should sell it or just display it in his house?
Well, you should definitely at least display it.
I don't know.
At least enjoy it.
Do you have any idea what that's worth?
No, none. No, I don't. I doubt it because I bought them when I was a young kid, so I'm sure they weren't, you know, real expensive. I used to get them for Christmas. Get like
God, I can't think of the name of the store. I have a friend named his name's Vince too, because you know all the cool guys are named Vince.
Obviously,
he's got a coin shop, Falcone's. I don't know, but either way,
you call that guy.
Yeah, just you call somebody and you just take the pile and go, what is this worth? Yeah. You might want to insure it. Or you might be like, it's actually worth the 11 pennies that are sitting there. Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Oh, for the 11 pennies, you'll give me four pennies? Okay.
When Luigi died, he left his penny collection to my nephews. I mean, this is like thousands of pennies to go through. And like, you know, we go through and look for all the ones that are copper and the ones that have like wheat pennies and stuff like that. But they've spent hours. And you want to talk about stink. I did stink.
Pennies.
A bunch of pennies together. Old pennies. Ugh.
The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has been making pennies since 1793 when they were 100% copper. Since 82, pennies have been made of copper-plated zinc, which is 97.5% zinc and just 2.5% copper. Anyway,
coated with the shiny copper.
The penny is officially over. There'll be no more. I don't think they're going to ever be worth anything. But
if you have a baby today,
what do I know?
Name her Penny, and then you'll have the only newly minted penny from today's
date. Oh, that's
cute. Aww.
That is really cute.
I like the name Penny.
I like the name Penny too. Or you go Penelope and then you call her Penny. That's great. Here's a Christmas gift idea that got out there, and all the reviews have people making faces like, this is so dumb. Apple is selling a new accessory called the iPhone Pocket. Now, this reporter should, in fact, say up front, I'm an Apple guy.
Yeah.
I've tried the other stuff, but I'm on their whole thing. I got the...
Right. It's all linked together.
Music, and I got the TV, and I got the storage, and I'm on... So it's just, yes. For me, there's no switching, but I don't think I'll be buying this thing, though.
What do you got?
Apple has announced a new accessory called the iPhone Pocket, which is part sock, part fashion accessory, part utilitarian, and part ridiculous. I know Sarah will see this and say, let me get a look at that. I could make that. I think I can make that. Maybe even better than they've made that.
Is it a sock?
It's got a strap.
Yeah.
And your phone sits in it.
Yeah.
It's not bigger than your phone, though, so it's fairly...
So you snugly put your phone in.
I can see where people try to, like Bob does this, she's got a bunch of stuff packed on the back of her phone.
Yes, it becomes a hamburger.
And I could see where someone would say, that's actually the pocket, the Apple Pocket, the new thing for this holiday season. I could see how stuffing your stuff in there and then keeping your phone sort of free of all that stuff might be nice.
Mm.
Because, you know, having a
thicker.
Anyway, it's an iPhone-sized knitted pouch or pocket that you can sling around your shoulder, hang on your arm, or wrap around your waist. Whoa. The idea is that you can slip your iPhone inside, carry it around safely without needing to have that giant square in your pocket.
Yeah.
Which I'm 100% against. I'm against you doing it. I'm against me doing it. I don't like it. You know, that thing in your pocket. And you see people even on TV making appearances places, and you go, couldn't empty your pockets
couldn't
before you got on TV.
Couldn't just take that phone out. You had to have the rectangle in there.
All right.
Yeah. This, I feel like they're clearly doing their own branded version of this, but I mean, if you go on Etsy, like everything is designed to hold your phone and has a little flap for your credit cards and ID and stuff.
Let me see if I can show it to you.
Yeah, let me see this. Let me see this thing.
Oh, it's a video.
It's not super fashionable. It's like it's knit. So I just don't know if I see it going with my outfit at the club, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know what it looks like is what a glove looks like a knit, like a yarn glove that's ribbed. Before you pull it on, all the pleats are close together, and then you slide your hand into it, and it widens around your hand. It's sort of that look. It does look like a sock. It's just like a little pouch. How am I supposed to? So you're saying it has a knit strap on it somewhere, too.
This is the one. Right there. You can see it now.
It's gone now.
Oh.
It is long. It looks like you could actually, you would sling it, maybe even keep it.
Yeah, it's like a shoulder
You could put
sling.
That under your, I see people wearing like their passport and stuff when they're traveling. They have it underneath all their clothes.
For travel, it might be nice.
Right.
I can see that on a day-to-day basis. But they're stretchy and they are wearable. And I don't know what they're $230.
Jeez.
I just don't think it's any better than putting your phone in the bag you're wearing. Like you still are.
Agreed.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not like there's really space or pockets for you to also put your lip gloss in there or anything. I don't think it's connecting with me. What I have seen, which is cute, is you put your phone in a case that has two hooks on the top, and then you can attach a strap to the hooks, and then your phone becomes like a bag, but your phone's bare. And that's kind of a vibe. I've thought about doing that.
Let me ask you guys a question. So at my house, I have an older daughter who's going through the tween stage, and she asked for a Christmas present. She wrote a purse. And I said, this was her and I talking last night in my room. And I go, okay, like, I get it, and I'll get you a purse, but do you think you'll use it? Like, where would you wear a purse? You're 12.
Mm.
Would you wear that to school? No, when I go out, you know, and when we, and I'm thinking, okay, I might consider spending my present loot, you know, like the gifts you're going to put on your list. I might consider spending that more wisely. But if you feel like having a purse waiting in the wings, just in case you go somewhere to carry, I don't know what.
Right.
So when did you start carrying a purse is my question. You're a lady.
When I was like 5.
Yeah.
My mom would always give us her handoff purse, her hand-me-down purses. She'd switch to another purse. Girls want purses. We want a purse. We need a purse. And especially at her age, she needs her purse more than you can even imagine, with a little hard case and a couple of items inside of it that she might need later that day, and maybe something for cramps, and her lipstick, and her phone, and her stickers. And, I mean, yes.
Because she is 12.
I can't believe she's asking for a purse and doesn't already have 50 purses.
I remember my first purse so fondly.
I remember my first purse, too. I loved it so much.
When I was 10, I got a purse at Limited 2. It was denim, and it was sparkly. And I remember just sitting at home for, like, hours, like, packing it and choosing what was going in each pocket. It's girlhood, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Your little wallet and all your stuff. Oh, God.
So we're
great.
Talking about sort of a rite
my
of passage.
My library card. Yeah, I'm surprised at age 12 that she doesn't already need that.
Okay.
At least once a month.
800-400-3697 is our text line, and Maddie's going to read some of those to you.
In honor of World Kindness Day, Sarah is a multi-talented and wonderful. Vinny's laugh always makes me light up. Maddie, he's funny and a hunky 40-year-old producer. And Bob prefers dirty yoga mats than cash. Sheila in Daly City.
I do need a new yoga mat. That's a good burn. It's true.
That
smells too.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what can you do with $1 trillion?
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.